Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers fascinated by how astrology unfolds in your daily life, for better or for worse. If you'd like to call in, the guest call-in number is 347-215-8881. And then press 1 to get into the host queue if you'd like to talk. So normally this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, on a rainy night here. And I'm normally joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, and they may join us in a few minutes. And it's been a really rough couple of weeks astrologically, and I hope that you have only been experiencing this in the headlines and not in your personal life. But let's talk about some of the aspects that we've been going through and see how we can use this time to help us navigate this in a more comfortable and controlled way. Since July 4th, we've had Venus, then Mercury, and then the Sun oppose Pluto. Then Venus and Mercury both squared Uranus and have now entered Leo, giving us a little bit more room to move, but still in that tight energy field. The Sun, which was the last one to oppose Pluto, is now moving into a square over the next 2 days with Uranus. And we can see this acting out all across the board in the protests around the country. That first there's a Plutonian event, something, a loss, a misuse of power, a need for to feel empowered. All of those Sun, Mercury, Venus planets oppose Pluto. And then a desire to make a change because of that as the Sun squares Uranus. Now, maybe we felt that in our personal lives in another way. I had a neighbor who faced a cancer scare, but was okay when they finally took out the large tumor, and it turned out to be benign. But we all dealt with the neighborhood with her fear that she was going to die and leave her son waiting. And that woke us all up and asked us, what do we do in the face of life and death? And those Pluto transits often speak to this. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, where we had a terrible shooting a week ago of an innocent man filmed by his girlfriend as the police shot him thinking he was reaching for his gun when he was reaching for his ID. He ran the school for the kitchen for a Montessori school. You can't get much more innocent than that. And this on top of several other police shootings around the country. And it's been nearly obscured by the psychiatrically disturbed man who then shot 5 police in Texas. But that question of what do we do in the face of life and death? How do we feel empowered? How do we not let nasty power over us? And how do we not engage in that when we're trying to get our power back? I'm also seeing this in a much more subtle level in the personal lives of strangers, of in my clients that come in, and they may be acting out some version of this in their family dynamics or in their business. And that can bring in melancholia in the middle of a beautiful summer day. Also, today, the moon is in Scorpio and getting ready to conjunct Mars in Scorpio tomorrow, which will be a tricky aspect. You know, Mars has been an unusually long period of time in Scorpio this year. It went all the way through Scorpio, out the other side, retrograde back, through the well into Scorpio, turned around, but it's been moving very slowly, like it's been pivoting slowly at that 23, 24 degrees of Scorpio place, and is just starting to move forward. It finally gets out of Scorpio in August. That's roughly 8 months of that cycle, when normally it spends 2 to 2.5 months in a sign. So Mars in Scorpio stirs the bottom of the pot of our psyche, and it brings up all those scorpionic passions. Now that can be passionate love for our work, great focus on our determination, resentment and anger about old issues. Fear. It can also bring up, quite literally, pelvic or lower back problems and inflammations. Inflammation of the part of us that does not feel connected in that deep place. How our root chakra connects to the earth. That's an important and powerful image. So, with that combination, we'll feel lightning coming up in August. But notice some of those old seriousness, resentments, fixations or frustrations that are just not necessarily conscious, but can be primal and strong and there. And know that we can always take it to the higher level, because the image of Scorpio is both the scorpion and the phoenix, the ability to rise out of the ashes, to come up back to the surface. We're seeing, you know, bombings in other countries. Today in New Mexico, I gather there was a major explosion near Chaco Canyon in a beautiful, ecologically delicate part of the world. Luckily not heavily populated, but what is there is a very delicate ecosystem. And it was a fracking accident that caused the explosion of, they said, 36 tanks of gas. Also, this frustration. Now, some of that comes back to another aspect that we're dealing with all year long, or now through the fall for sure. Saturn is retrograde at 10 degrees of Sagittarius, and it's square Neptune retrograde at 11 degrees of Pisces, and it's going to go back a little bit forward, then forward again, and hit it for the third time. Saturn in Sagittarius square Neptune is blocking some parts of our faith. Saturn square Neptune can bring up doubts. On one way, because whenever you have two planets aspecting each other like this, you have they each speak to the other. So Saturn is Saturnizing Neptune, and Neptune is Neptuning Saturn. Now, Neptune can be quite literally oil, water, things that flow. And Saturn squaring that is bringing up droughts and floods. And a difficulty, which is the concrete form of Neptune, is water and liquid and oils and things that flow. It's also our spiritual practice and our intuition, our imagination, our ability to reach into faith. And Saturn square Neptune can make it hard to have faith or hard to reach into our spiritual life, to reach into that sense of magic and beauty and wonder. So it's hard for us to reach it with Saturn square Neptune. Saturn square Neptune can say, put restrictions on the Neptunian issues of, fossil fuels and oils and things that flow. But Saturn can also, at its best, speak of a need for discipline and an ability to bring discipline to a subject. So Saturn says, if it's hard to reach into faith, how can you deepen your spiritual practice? How can you sit on that meditation cushion, whether you feel like it or not, and come back to that over and over again? And let that be hold, and then when Saturn gets off that Neptune, feel the vessel you create fill with spirit. Saturn says, if you're not sure about the inspiration of your imagination, do your work and practice your craft. Or put form to your dreams. See how you can make it happen. Just walk out for Saturn's aspect of reality police, saying, oh, no, you can't do that. The question is, how can I do that? What discipline will help me build that? What foundations does my dream need? And let me look, is it realistic in a reasonable way? Not, is it realistic in a let me carry my family doubts forward way? So there's Saturn squaring Neptune along with this other lineup. Tomorrow we may see a flare of anger, resentment, frustration, but but also a chance to transform some of that ourselves, to take it deeper, to look underneath and not take a surface answer, as the moon in Scorpio conjuncts Mars in Scorpio. Then the moon lightens on Friday, as the moon ends into Sagittarius, so our responsibilities will still be talking to us as that moon conjuncts Saturn in Sagittarius. Early next week, and so if we can, while the moon's in Sagittarius this weekend, get out and talk to nature. You know, walk for a cause we believe in. Move through the world in a good way. Talk to the plants and the animals. Talk to our pets. Take them on a walk. Let that Sagittarian energy revive us and renew us so we can get back in there. Early next week, when the moon is in Capricorn, ask us to get to work and to focus on our work and bring that forward in a good way. All throughout this time, for the next couple of days, we will be focusing on how can we make positive change. That's in our daily habits or in the big political stream as the sun squares Uranus. Be interesting to see how that unfolds. So I have a caller on the line and a few callers that have emailed in. And I'm going to try to take the email callers later, because it's a little hard to reach to do that at the moment. But I hear you, I've seen you, and we will get to you. So, hello, 832 area code. You're on the line. How can I help you? Do you have a question for us?
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't expect to get... Oh, I'm so pleased. my birthday is...
Do you have a question for us? And when were you born?
9/24/60 in Houston, Texas at 10:04 p.m.
At 10:04 p.m. down in Houston. And what was your question?
Well, Mars is like going all over my moon, and it's just making me crazy. It's not making me like get anywhere.
Yeah, it's sitting right on your moon. Mm-hmm.
I would like to
you're a Libra with
the
moon in Scorpio at 24 degrees in your sixth house of health, small animals, work, people that work for you or around you. And at the same time, Uranus, you know, you've got your Mercury at 20 degrees of Libra and Venus at 27 degrees of Libra. So Uranus is talking to everything in your chart. And Neptune is sextile your Saturn. So it looks like there's a lot of, you know, unknown factors that must be just driving you nuts.
Yes.
How are you experiencing that Mars, that very irritating Mars on your moon?
Well, my son ran over my poor little dog. She was 10 years old. I was like, "Is that not Mars?"
That is Mars on your moon in the sixth house, and
sixth house
is small animals.
Right. Yes, and she was 10 years old, and she was my baby, and it was horrible, and he feels horrible. I mean, it was an accident.
I bet he does. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just... You know, and I was
your sun and Venus are natally in the fifth house, which is the house of children.
Right.
And your moon's
in
the house of small animals, and Uranus is opposing your sun and Venus. It's opposing the midpoint of your sun and Venus. I mean, your Mercury and Venus, and Mars is exactly on your moon. So that's tricky. And your progressed moon is at 11 degrees of Sagittarius in the sixth house, and Saturn's sitting right on it. So no matter which way you looked at it, it looked like it was a really tough time.
Yeah. When's it going to quit?
Oh, you know, soon. It looks like your progressed moon moves on even within a month. And within 2 weeks, Mars, I mean, even by Monday or Tuesday, Mars will be off your moon.
Oh,
so I'm just going to ask
I'm
you to be
so
really
ready.
Careful this weekend.
Yeah, I will.
Take care of yourself.
I've been
it looks like
away.
That's not the only thing. That there's some other frustrations and angers that are going on to you, on with you.
It's like coming from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Pluto is also opposed your progressed Mars in the second house.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got a little bit coming and going. No matter which way you look at it, Pluto and Mars are talking to your chart. You know, let this be a really shamanic, transformative time. You know, if it feels big and heavy, it is.
Right.
And I think if you honor it as a tough, transformative time, it'll feel more rewarding, even if it's hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing hard since, like 07.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been doing major hard. You know?
Major hard.
Major hard, like death, like lots of death, like everybody
mm-hmm.
around me died. And just, you know, boom, 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 boom. It's been rough. It just,
I
want
to also add that it was only a year ago that you started a whole progressed lunar new cycle. That a year ago you had a progressed lunar new moon. And
yeah.
So probably for the last 2 years, people have been leaving your house, your life, and slowly turning around. You know, Pluto is conjunct your progressed Saturn. Pluto is opposing your progressed Mars. You know, you've been kind of doing some karma slogging, we think of it. It's just working through a lot in a short period of time.
Right.
You're coming out of it. Even within 3 months, you're coming out the other side.
Within 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Your progressed moon has been in the sixth house being of service and trying to start things over for a couple of years. It goes into your seventh house, and more people are there to be helpful.
Oh, thank
you,
God.
you know, because you've been doing this all by yourself, right?
Yes, I have. Everybody died. I've got kids.
Right.
And that's it, you know?
Yeah.
It's been real rough.
I think if you might be able to look back on this years from now and say, you know, who was with me was spirit. People weren't there, but
their spirit is with me. I carry them all.
Yep.
I mean, I talk to all of them all the time. They talk back. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's all okay. It's all okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Let me get it together.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like it got loaded into one time period in your life that some people might have this stretched out over time.
Yeah.
And for you, it got all loaded up into
a short period of time.
Yeah.
That's true. I never thought about it like that either. True.
So you might find that it's, in the long run, it's not quite as heavy.
If I try to take more of a spiritual approach to it.
Mm-hmm. Or just see, this is powerful. What's being cleared? You know, I'm being cleared out for something. What am I being cleared out for?
Yeah,
and
I ask
that's what I keep feeling. You know, that there is something else going on here.
Yes. Yeah. There's got to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's see, how can we do that? And I think that you'll see some real difference in that over time.
Okay.
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 Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
My great pleasure. Good luck on that, and let it be a lovely turnaround for you. Now,
okay.
If anybody else would like to call in, I've got a few more minutes, and the number is 347-215-8881. And I'm going to say good luck, and may it go well for you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
And we have we got a question about moving from Kansas to Maine from one of our clients. And the question was many part, and it had asked from more than one person in the family. And I just want to say that it's really hard for us to do a complicated many-person question on the air because it's not something that people can follow along. And one of the pieces that we try to do here on the radio is read in a way that allows our clients to come in here and join us. So they are feeling like they're part of the question, and they can learn astrology as they go along. So I am, but I'm going to try to do what I can with this question. And just making sure I had the right chart here. Can this person... who was born May 16th, 1968 at 4:41 a.m. in Iowa City. And they were looking to whether or not they're moving from a fairly secure situation in Kansas to a place in Maine, and will that work? And, you know, you really can't guarantee it. There is always room for people to explore. But when we look at the chart of this person who wants to move from Maine, born on May 16th, this person has Saturn by progression at 24 degrees of Aries. And Uranus is sitting right on their progressed Saturn, really pushing them to change. Pluto is coming up to hit the 9th, 10th house, the midheaven. It's sitting right on the midheaven. So what I would say is there's no guarantee that they will get work in the next phase. But what there is a guarantee is that their work has to change this year. Now, with Pluto hitting your midheaven, one of the best ways to guarantee work, because it's a death and rebirth of your work, is to engage in work that is Plutonian. Help a school turn around. Help a process transform. Help people in the transformative process. Because if they're not transforming, then your relationship to them transforms and cannot stabilize. People can have a very steady job with Pluto and Uranus in their house of career if their job is to help create small revolutions. So also Pluto coming up this year to conjunct the moon, it's going to be a while before it feels settled. So it may be coming in as a consultant and taking on that work for a year or so. The progressed moon is at 12 degrees of Libra for this person. And that 12 degrees of Libra, the progressed moon will be moving into a square with Pluto within 4 months and coming to oppose Uranus this year. So I just don't see this person settled into a new job, nice and comfy, going to be there forever and ever. Not until we're past those aspects. But I do say staying where they were would be a disaster in its own right because their discontent would start to undermine the job. So it will be sort of stepping into the unknown and stepping towards temporary projects or overhauls or a chance to turn something around and make it beautiful. Now, generally, the relationship of this person with Saturn on the ascendant, Taurus and Venus in the first house, Capricorn midheaven with the moon in Capricorn right on the midheaven, it's a very good relationship. So will be a sense of feeling unknown and unexpected of what's going on with their work while they go through this process, because you know their identity is to be such a rock of Gibraltar for the people around them. And that will be in a transformative place. So we want them to take their time to find this job, to consider that in the long run, in the new form, it'll be easy. If they were asking me when would be a good time to change, sometime in the next 18 months would be the time to do it. I would change jobs before they were starting to go nuts at the old job so that they can leave on a high note from where they are, because I think they're very successful where they are, and step into a change. But consider taking a short-term job or a consulting job for this first year so that they can make the change gracefully and working with the aspects rather than resisting them. Often we look at difficult aspects or aspects that can feel challenging and tumultuous and say, oh, maybe I should stay in my nice, safe little job until this is all over. But those, and that can be true if we know that the transformation is coming in some other part of our life and we need a nice, quiet job while we take care of selling the family farm because our parents die or something like that. But majority of the time, if we try to resist the aspects, they come get us. Better that we work with them and, you know, when falling, dive. You know, when you have lemons, make lemonade. I think of there's many fairy tales and short stories about someone who gets a premonition that they're going to die. So they try to change absolutely everything they can think of to avoid the death that they saw or was predicted, and in doing so run right into the arms of death. I knew someone who was given many, many years ago who had been selling weed back when it was a really awful thing to be doing 30 years ago, and a psychic said to them, I knew their mother-in-law, that's how I knew this person, you know, be careful, it looks like the police are about to bother you. So he said, oh my God, I've got to get rid of all my weed. Let me sell my last weed quickly. And so he went to sell it to someone who he hadn't really liked but had been bugging him to buy for a while. He sold it to him, found out that was the narc. Had he not been in a hurry, he wouldn't have been busted. But he was busted and put away for a nice long time. So it's a time when we see these aspects, let's work and transform. And so this week, the aspects call us to transform. Transform in a good way. Make it a positive transformation. So what in our lives cannot stay the same anymore, but needs to evolve? And how can we do it with grace and kindness and consciousness rather than resist? And know that if we can do this deep work now, when Mars goes into Sagittarius on August 2nd, we may have some real room to roam. So take care. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.